Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. Normally, we talk to Chuck Muth. Chuck Muth is off camping, believe it or not. He and his family are off camping. And one of his clients, though, is joining us. His name is Dennis Hoff. He is running for the Assembly in District 36. He is off to a great start. And he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Dennis, how you been, my friend?
I'm great, Kevin, and thank you so much for that. Yes, we won, overwhelmingly won, and it's just the people are sick of the establishment, Kevin.
Yeah, they are. One of the things that you ran into, though, early on after the primary is that the party faithful, some of the party faithful just refused to embrace you on what they call moral grounds, even though what you do is perfectly legal. Can you talk a little bit about that early reaction? Has it eased up? Are you starting to win some of these people back?
Absolutely. It all started on your show when Laxalt's handed you a note, because it's not a question you would have asked, because I know you. It's like, where would you just come out of the blue, are you going to support Dennis Hoff? So what they did is they did this because they didn't want the Dems to hang me around Laxalt's neck. And so then Laxalt wasn't smart as his grandpa or great-grandpa, because I just got an article yesterday somebody sent to me where Laxalt was asked about it in 69, and refused to comment on it. People do what they want to do, and it's, you know, in Nevada. So he skirted the issue. So Laxalt made a mistake, and then he got slapped down by the rurals. In fact, at the Republican meeting, numerous people stood up when he started talking and said, why aren't you supporting Dennis Hoff? Dennis Hoff is the people's choice. And numerous people did this. And then a county commissioner in Nye County, a wonderful county commissioner, the best one we've got, Donna Cox, she came out that, you know what, if so Adam's not going to support Dennis, I'm supporting Bundy. And that turned into a rigmarole. And so now what I've done is just to have a little fun. And Heller, of course, was going nuts. Never Trumper Heller, that now says he's his best friend, which is not a bunch of lies. So I put up big billboards. And you can look at my Twitter, at Elect Hoff. And you can see it, but a big billboard says, the winning team, Laxalt, Hoff, Heller. Heller, whiny little thing that he is, he goes to the Barbara Sadowski complains. We heard he went to the Attorney General's office to complain, but we're on the same team, and so I'm just, you know, I'm supporting them because I'm a good Republican. And if they don't want to support me, too bad. But Adam, I think, is lightening up now because he got a bunch of heat. And when they talked to him about the billboard, here's what he said. I can't publicly support Dennis Hoff because of my family and my daughters. But if he wants to support me, I want the support. So that means what he's saying is I'm supporting Dennis, but I can't do it to the world. And I think a lot of them are starting to come around now. And I'm not going away. And I'm going to win this, and I'm going to win this handily. I mean, you know, I told you, and I'm going to tell you one more time, Roger Stone and says that they want me to run for governor. And so at this point, I'm going to win this. I'm going to go up and do something and get good things done. And maybe the next term, the second term, I might even run in northern Nevada to take out Jerk Jim Wheeler, who's a lot of the cause of this, because what Wheeler's afraid of is to get more conservative people in there that he'll lose his spot because he's a rhino.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's afraid that Jim Marchant, who's a wonderful, wonderful guy, and please, all your listeners, vote for Marchant, vote for McCarthy. They need our help, and the Dems are closing in on him real hard. So, and it's played in my favor because what they did is they came out on this radio show, Ray Hager and some people in Northern Nevada. Well, they're probably going to put Dennis in the Ed Goodhart suite office, which is a closet. And I said, good. You know, that's an honor because Ed's an honorable man, three-term assemblyman, and well-liked in Knight County. That's an honor. But here's what I'm going to do. I've reached out to Motley Crue. They're going to give me their prevost, and we're going to letter it up Dennis Hoff's office, and I'm going to park it right out front of the legislature. And if they give me that little office, and that'll be my office, and we'll be serving liquor from eight in the morning till midnight.
Oh my God, I love that. I absolutely love that. Again, Dennis Hoff joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. My understanding is, and you tell me if I'm wrong, that later today or maybe later this week, you've got a court date. Do you?
I got another one. Yes, you know, I've got three federal lawsuits, which we're going to win all of them. They're rock solid cases. In fact, they're talking about settling. Against Nye County and the commissioner, Dirty Dan Schinhoffen, Butch Baraski, and by the way, these people got creamed at the election because they were against me. This Schinhoffen, he's such a genius. He comes out and says on a TV commercial, says, "Vote for me. I'm out of the four commissioners, I'm the incumbent." And I'm the only one that's not supporting Dennis Hoff. Well, that killed him. That killed him. So anyway, I got three lawsuits in front of Judge Boulware, who's the best and the brightest of the federal judges. And we think he's just going to slam these people today because he did it a few months ago when they bothered me on some signs. He called for an emergency hearing on a Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Unheard of. 100 lawyers have told me, how the hell did you pull that off? I didn't. He just saw the urgency of the county messing with me, and I think he's going to look at this case and say, and spank him real good. But
can I ask you, and only because a lot of the people may not have been following this, you own the Love Ranch, okay?
Correct.
And it's the Love Ranch is the one business that the commissioners there are trying to shut down. Even though you pay your taxes, you've paid your application fee, your renewal fee, all of that stuff you have done, and yet they still want to close you down. Is this selective prosecution?
They not only want to, they did. It's been closed. 41 families are suffering right now because they closed it down, and they did it as retribution. Because with these three federal lawsuits, their lawyers have told them, don't vote on anything that's got to do with Dennis or prostitution. Recuse yourself. And they've recused themselves on a regular basis, and this time they didn't. They just said, screw the county, screw the voters, we don't care what it's going to cost us, and it's going to end up costing them another $250,000, because I'm taking them to task. They already tried to settle yesterday. I told Mark Randazzo, the great First Amendment lawyer, no, we're not settling. We're going to embarrass these people. So today at 10 o'clock is the news. I can't wait. Maybe tomorrow I'll call in and give you some good news.
That is great. And are all three of the suits going to be heard this morning, or just one?
Just the one. This is the fourth one, actually. The first one was a First Amendment rights issue, and they're going to lose this big time. Second one was a civil rights issue, and the third one was about buffoon Butch Baraski, and what he did is in a county commissioner's meeting, Dan Shinhoffen, who was Oscarson's guy, and Baraski, who's Oscarson's guy, Dan says, "Anything else you got to say, Butch, before we wrap it up?" Butch says, "Yeah, you know, I got this feeling, and I'm pretty good about these things. If I get hit in the head with a rock, ran off the road, or shot and killed, it's Dennis Hoff. Go to Dennis Hoff." And that bought him a lawsuit, and there's no way to get out of it. You just can't say it. He said it about me, Joe Burdinsky, the head of the Knight County Republican Party, and Don Cox, who's Donna Cox, county commissioner's husband. He's just an old buffoon. And he's got himself a big problem, and we're suing him personally along with the county. And it kills me that I have to do this, because what I'm doing is taking money out of the voters' pockets to pay for all this damage.
Yeah,
they're so corrupt out there. The last county commissioner meeting, they lowered their deductible that they have with Poolpack, who's the insurance carrier. So it used to be $50,000. They handled the first $50,000. And Poolpack handled everything else. Now they lowered it. They cost them $130,000 a year. They lowered it to a $10,000 deductible because they knew they were going to do these dirty, disgusting things to me. Politics is a dirty business.
Dennis Hoff joining us, running in Assembly District 36. Let's name names here, though. On the Nye County Commission, who's for you, who's against you? Who's working against you? Who's trying to shut you down?
Well, let's just say who's honorable and who's not. So Donna Cox is a wonderful commissioner. John Koenig, wonderful commissioner. Now the other three, Dirty Dan Shinhoffen, he lost his job. He's a two or three time incumbent, and he lost his job because he was messing with me. Butch Baraski turned out, but he ran for treasurer, and we made sure he didn't get elected. They got creamed. So they hate me, and then there's Dan Shinhoffen's puppet, a gal named Horinda Wickman, and she's just a puppet for these guys, and she's going to get spanked real good. In fact, somebody embarrassed her yesterday. Said, "Well, you're taking away his license, but you know what? It wasn't that long ago before he started running for office. You used to come out to the ranch, eat free lunches, drink cocktails, all free. So what's changed? What's changed is I ran for office against their buddy, and I knocked out this Dan Shinhoffen and Butch Baraski."
Wow. Okay. So what do you hope to have happen today? Will anything happen today that will make you whole, which will make your business whole?
Well, the judge could say, open the place back up. And if he says, open it back up, then we go back to work. But then all the girls have gone. They've taken off. And I've lost some employees because they can't. They're living paycheck to paycheck, like a lot of people. And so they lined up yesterday at the county commissioners' meetings, and these cowards, they lined up. There was 40 people deep to just chastise these commissioners. And you know what they did? They took off. They got up, Horinda and Dirty Dan got up and just walked out. They didn't want to hear the criticism. And so they walked out until all the public comment was over. Then they strolled back in there. They're just cowards, and they're just, it's disgusting. I was told when I went to Nye County, it's the most corrupt county in Nevada. Guess what? I believe it now.
I want to ask you, because there's some people, as you know, our radio show is a statewide radio show. We are heard in Ely, in Reno, in Carson City, in Battle Mountain. We're heard all across the state. And there are people that are saying, well, why should I support somebody in District 36? I'm in Jim Marchant's District 37, or I'm in 35 where Kevin Wall lives. Why is it important that folks get behind you?
Right. It's important because we've got to have what Roger Stone says. Dennis Hoff, like Donald Trump, can't be bought. He can't be bullied. and we need a businessman. We need people that sign the front of paychecks to fix the problems. Like the gal I'm running against in the general is a teacher. Gets $141,000 a year as an assistant principal or something, when we've got one of the worst school systems in America. How can she fix the problem when she's part of the problem? I'm going to look at it like Trump does, like a businessman, and we're going to fix this educational problem because it's a serious problem in Nevada, and it's one of the major reasons that big companies don't come to Nevada.
You've mentioned Roger Stone twice. I keep hearing that he may be coming out here to campaign with you and that maybe Grover Norquist or others like that may be coming out to visit you.
Absolutely. So Roger came out last time, and it was a big hit for Trump. I mean, to have a guy like that come in, the room held 300 people, and we had 500 people in there, people lined up trying to get in. Roger's a great guy. He's been a great friend, and he's got a lot of nerve, like Grover Norquist. Grover Norquist is the head of Americans for Tax Reform. He is the tax-fighting champion of the world. Whether you're Republican, Democrat, or Libertarian, you like Grover Norquist because he's keeping our taxes down. When he came out and put his name on me, and Roger did, that was a big move. And Roger just laid it out for the people of Trump. This is beneath Dennis's dignity. We want him to run for governor, and he won't do it. Let's get him elected, get him up there, get his feet wet, so he can move on and do better things in Nevada.
Dennis,
and we got Joe Arpaio. We're hoping
Sheriff Joe.
Joe Arpaio. Yeah, we love Sheriff Joe. I consider him a friend, and right now it's a little tough for him to support me because he's running against women, and they'll just hang me around his neck. But if he doesn't make it, or he does make it, I think he's going to come out and support me in the next 90 days.
Oh, that is absolutely great. If folks want to help you, if they want to contribute, if they want to walk neighborhoods, if they want to knock on doors, whatever it is, answer phones, call out, whatever, where do they go? How can they help you?
DennisHoff.com. Dennis Hoff. That's Dennis with two N's, one F, HOF.com. And I need the help. Look, I'm fighting the establishment. It's just like Roger's got $500,000 in legal bills for nothing, and then he dropped it all with that suit from the DMC. So I need help. I need $100. I need $80. You know, I'm not taking any special interest money. The guy I ran against, Oscarson, that I beat, the three-term incumbent tax hiker, Rhino, Republican in name only, he took $500,000 and didn't beat me. So I need money. Do I have money? Yeah. Do I think I need to be spending it all to help people in Nevada? No. Step up, folks, and give me a little cash. Help me out, and let's do this thing. Get me up there, because I'm going to fight. I'm not only going to fight for District 36, you know, because Jerk Jim Wheeler and people like him have disavowed me. Now I can work with the Democrats and the Republicans. And I met yesterday with the head of labor. When have you heard a Republican doing that? I met in Vegas with the head of labor, the plumbers and the pipe fitters.
Tommy White?
And Tommy White? No, not Tom. No, Greg Esposito.
Oh, wow.
And Greg Esposito, and I'm meeting with Morley.
And Danny Thompson is helping me out with that. And so
I'm able to work with anybody, whether a Republican or Democrat, that will help my district and the state do the right things. And once again, I'm the guy that can't be silenced, I can't be bought, and I can't be bullied around. I got four federal lawsuits. You know how much money that takes and how much nerve it takes to sue a county four times in a federal court?
I hope you win them all. I hope you win them all. And beginning,
we're gonna celebrate.
And maybe beginning today in about 40 minutes. Hey, Dennis, thanks so much, man. Keep us apprised of what happens today, would you please?
I will. I'll be texting your guys the second we hear something.
That'd be great. Bye-bye. Thanks, Dennis. That's Dennis Hoff, running in District 36. Yes, he owns brothels, but they happen to be legal. He's not breaking any laws, pays his taxes. Stick around, more to do as we continue live and local now.
Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Attention cat owners, the hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It was a preview, I think, of the 2020 presidential election campaign. President Trump out on the stump. We'll let you hear the highlights next, live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. The way you reach me, it's simple. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Keith. Keith, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
I was always under the impression you're leaning more conservative. Am I wrong?
No. Well, yeah. Am I a conservative? Yes, I'm a conservative. Yes, I believe in personal freedom. I will tell you that when I do a kind of the self-examination, so to speak, I find that I am somewhat libertarian in some ways, but that by and large I'm conservative. Why do you ask?
Well, I just don't understand why we're promoting this guy who runs brothels, legal or not legal. I think we can all agree that prostitution doesn't do anything good for anybody. And
to 41 families, it provided a living until the Love Ranch was shut down.
So do all kinds of criminal activities.
This is not a criminal activity.
Is it healthy? How many married men are going to these brothels and how many families are being destroyed? I mean, we shouldn't support prostitution as conservatives, really. I mean, I don't understand.
Should we stop selling beer and liquor then?
Well, I mean, I don't say we should stop selling it, but we should certainly not.
A lot of people abuse it. A lot of people abuse it.
If you get on the air and tell everybody to go get drunk tonight, I would say you're being irresponsible. Don't tell people to go get drunk. But prostitution destroys families, and I don't understand why we have to lose our morality just to get a fighter. I mean, are those the only guys that fight? Are guys who don't care about the family, don't care about anything?
Well, in Dennis Hoff, you have the rather odd confluence of a guy that's a fighter, a guy that's an outsider, a guy that's doing nothing wrong legally, and a guy who just happens to have a lot of money. He can do this. Somebody that's poor, somebody that lives paycheck to paycheck can't do it. Dennis Hoff can do this. I just think we
should be more selective as conservatives, Kevin, of who we support. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
A lot of people can be fighters.
If you
have to agree, legal or not legal, prostitution is not healthy for the country. It's not healthy in any sense, legal or illegal.
Well, I always go back to the people of District 36. I don't know who these people are. I've only been to Pahrump a few times. I've been to Nye County occasionally, but I'm going to tell you, if the people of District 36 want Dennis Hoff, then I'm saying, by God, fight for it. Go for it. Now, we can have a debate, Keith, on prostitution. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it a victimless crime? Blah, 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 blah. The fact is that where he lives and in District 36, it's not illegal. I mean, spitting on the sidewalk may be illegal, but in Nye County, prostitution is legal. And then the question is, the court hearing that's going to happen at 10 o'clock this morning, it all comes down to, is he being selectively prosecuted, so to speak? Is he being dealt with unfairly by the commissioners? I happen to think he is being treated unfairly. And again, he took out an establishment guy in James Oscarson. And a lot of people still have their nose bent out of joint about that. And they're trying to throw their weight around. That, I think, will ultimately turn out to be illegal. What the people out there, the power brokers, you know, the swamp people in Nye County, that I think ultimately what they're doing is the illegal thing. We know that what Dennis Hoff is doing is not illegal. We'll see what you think. I'm throwing my full support behind Dennis Hoff. If it ever turns out that the prostitution is illegal, if we ever find out that Dennis Hoff is not paying his taxes, or that his renewal papers are not in order, then I'd say fine. But what the power brokers in Nye County are trying to do is trying to bully Dennis Hoff. There are a lot of people in this world you can bully. Dennis Hoff ain't one of them. Now you can say, well, you're a conservative and you ought to... No. When I look at myself, I look at... what I want is something that's fair. And what they're trying to do to Dennis Hoff in Nye County is not fair. Simply put. I promised I'd let you hear from the president, and I'm running out of time. I want you to hear the president. And in fact, let's go to Cut 7. Because Cut 7, to me, is the rallying cry for the 2020 re-election campaign. And believe it or not, it's all about the economy. This is what you're going to hear from now until 2020, November 6, 2020.
Thanks to Republicans, our economy is booming like it has never boomed before. We've created another number that nobody would have believed if I said it during the campaign. 4 million new jobs since the election. Nobody would have believed. Almost 3.9 million Americans have been lifted off food stamps. Think of that. They don't need them because they have a job. They're eating better now. They don't need food stamps. Almost 4 million. Think of it. Last year in West Virginia, per capita income grew 40% faster than the national average. 40%. Congratulations. Congratulations. I told you, last time I was here, you weren't so happy like you are now. We've added over 400,000 new manufacturing jobs nationwide. That number is soon going to exceed 600,000. And our opponent said, there's no such thing as manufacturing jobs anymore, right? And I'd say, oh, I see, we're not going to make things anymore. Think of it. We'll be close to 600,000 very soon. We have companies pouring in to our country. They're coming back. These are companies that left. They're coming back to Michigan. They're coming back to West Virginia. They're coming back to Pennsylvania and Ohio. They're coming to Florida. They're coming back. Not just opening, they're coming back. They left, and now they're coming back. Because they want to be where the action is. And the action is in the United States of America.
I love that. That is what you can expect to hear between now and Election Day in 2020. It's not November 6th. I'll get the exact date. It's November 6th of this year that we have the midterms. And I kind of, the mixed political metaphor, so to speak. But that's what you're going to hear. People are getting tired of winning? I don't think so yet. You wonder why, despite all of this stuff that's swirling around the president. If you listen to some of the cable news networks like MSNBC and CNN, you would think it would be the end of the world. Oh, my God. The president. Implicated in a felony. First of all, this is a... This may or may not be a crime. Michael Cohen, if he wants to, can plead to anything and do a plea bargain. But that doesn't mean the president has committed a crime. What the government would probably want, what Michael... or rather Robert Mueller would probably want, would be just to hang this out, get some testimony from Michael Cohen against the president, and then go after the president. I don't think that's going to happen. We'll see. No. Let's see how this plays out. I'm going to keep our lines open for you at 844, the number 2, Nevada. By the way, if there are others of you, and maybe some of you listening in Pahrump on TV channel 46.6, I would love to hear from you. Dennis Hoff is going to be in federal court in about 15 minutes. He's got not one, not two, not three, apparently four court cases that are hanging fire. One of them is maybe dealt with today, and we'll get the very latest. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's simple enough. If you can't figure that one out, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
The largest conservative grassroots gathering in the American West is fast approaching. The 4th Annual Basque Fry, featuring Attorney General Adam Laxalt, takes place on Saturday, August 25th in Gardnerville. Affordable and fun for the entire family. Come meet our special guests, President Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, along with Congressman Devin Nunes and NRA spokeswoman Dana Lash. Get your tickets today at morningofnevadapac.org. Paid for by the Morning in Nevada PAC.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501, or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to 6 people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. We take you right up till 12 noon. Dennis Hoff is going to be in federal court in about 10 minutes. And we'll find out. We'll find out what's going on. The Love Ranch has been closed. 41 families are without work. They may have found work since. They may not have. These are families that have been living paycheck to paycheck. And they are now out of work because of the bullying tactics of some of these nine county commissioners. And the only redeeming feature of all of this is that Dennis Hoff has the wherewithal to fight this in federal court. Sorry to say it, but it's true. I want to get back. excuse me. Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. This is cut one. This was his reaction to the Michael Cohen and maybe the Paul Manafort stuff, but in particular the Michael Cohen plea bargain with the Robert Mueller team. And whether this is going to be bad, good or bad for the president, we really don't know yet. But here's Brett Baer yesterday on Fox News Channel.
I mean, look how much has happened just today. And then you have the Michael Flynn sentencing being delayed, the former national security advisor, his sentencing pushed back. You have the Papadopoulos sentencing coming up. You have a confluence of things that are happening with, at least tangentially to Mueller, that seems like it's coming to a head. Does it trump, and not to use the Trump word, but does it, you know, step on the other issues of the day that care most to people out there in the country? No, but it is going to be a big thing if there is a direct tie, and Cohen can make it, between President Trump, these payments, and paying off these women before the election. It may be small in the big, you know, as Giuliani describes it, but it could be big as far as where this investigation goes.
Meanwhile, Michael Avenatti. I had told you yesterday, didn't I tell you yesterday? I said, man, it's been a couple of weeks since we heard from Michael Avenatti. It's like he's crawled back under the rock from which he came. Well, he's back. With yesterday's plea deal from Michael Cohen, Michael Avenatti was back. He was back on his old stomping ground. He desperately wants to get a show on MSNBC. He would love to get a show on MSNBC. This was his reaction to the Michael Cohen guilty plea with Robert Mueller.
Well, I'm not surprised by the news. The only thing I'm surprised about is that it took this long. You know, I think for the first time on MSNBC back in early April, I stated that ultimately he was going to be charged and he was going to roll over on the president, and I'm going to maintain that position. I think the likelihood, well, I know the likelihood of him providing information damaging about the president is 100%.
Well, how do you know that the likelihood is 100%?
Well, because I've been active in connection with the case on behalf of my client. I've been active in communicating with people in law enforcement, and there's no question that he's going to be providing and has provided information that's damaging to the president.
What information of what nature? How specific? What do you know there in terms of what that information would be?
Well, information relating to financial dealings that have gone on between him and the president during the 10 to 12 year time period for which Michael Cohen served as the president's personal counsel. Of all the people that the president should have showed loyalty to, I guess beyond Vladimir Putin, Michael Cohen should have been second on the list. Some would have argued that he should have been first on the list. I mean, you don't put a guy that has your innermost secrets on an island and treat him the way that Donald Trump has treated Michael Cohen, and ultimately it's going to come back and bite him.
That's Michael Avenatti. Let's get some legal expertise. Jeffrey Toobin was on with Wolf Blitzer. He is the CNN senior legal analyst, whatever that means, and was asked about why campaign finance laws are in play here.
And explain potentially what was illegal if there was coordination and direction from the then Republican candidate, Donald Trump, with Michael Cohen, his longtime fixer and his lawyer, in securing what were widely seen as these hush money agreements with Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels?
Well, a couple of different possibilities. First of all, as a purely dollar value, the outsiders are only allowed to contribute a certain amount. I believe it's $5,300 per election. This is this was well in excess of that. But more importantly, it has to do with the reporting requirements, is that there are requirements that all money that goes into a presidential campaign has to be accounted for. It has to, you have to identify the source, and you have to identify how the money was spent. The question that what happened here was that this money, both to Stormy Daniels and to the Playboy Playmate, were campaign contributions, but they weren't reported as such. And the reason they weren't reported as such is because the Trump campaign, and we need to know who exactly was involved with this, didn't want the public to know that this was part of the Trump campaign, keeping these women silent.
So what we have, I think there are still some legal issues to be ironed out. This is not legal Armageddon for the president. I'm sorry, but I'm not an attorney. But Donald Trump is saying it's his money that he spent. Now, does it have to be reported? Maybe it has to be reported. I'm not a big campaign finance guy. But the fact is, you know what? The 63 million people that voted for Donald J. Trump, I don't think they really care much about financial disclosure, campaign finance laws. I think that may be just over their head. Coming up, we're going to find out if you really care about the Michael Cohen guilty plea or Paul Manafort being found guilty of, what was it, 8 of 18. Now, you'd say you're batting better than 500. Well, in court cases, that means you can spend the rest of your life in prison. We'll see what's going on there. You want to join me? You want to be a part of the show? Are you like what I think most of these people are? They don't really care? 844-2-NEVADA. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now. Businesses all across the state of Nevada are increasing sales and profits advertising on Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Listen to Rico Aller, the owner of Dry Supply in Carson City.
This is completely unsolicited. I want your listeners to know that.
We have advertised with you on this station, and it's been enormously successful for us. And you yourself have done the actual advertisements for us, and that has been, I think, huge. You guys have done a wonderful job for us, and I would recommend anyone listening, if you're in business, this is a great place to advertise, and we're going to continue to do it as long as I'm in Carson City.
Thanks, Rico. Let's keep the good times rolling. Our marketing consultants are standing by right now. Let them design a program best suited for your business at a price that will put a smile on your face and more money in your pocket. If you'd like Live and Local Now to help improve your bottom line, contact Director of Sales Andrew Paul at andrew@battlebornradio.com. That's andrew@battlebornradio.com.